SDPB's Keely Bultina covered the Women's March in Sioux Falls, where more than 3,300 people marched to the federal courthouse and to City Hall. She joins us now from our studios at the University of Sioux Falls with more. Keely, welcome.
Hi, Lori.
So give me an idea of what the Sioux Falls March was like.
So it was a little bit different than Victoria's experience in Rapid City. There were some signs that said things about Trump or that were in response to Trump, and we did see a lot of those pink hats. One person I talked to said absolutely he was here because he doesn't like Trump. But the theme, I think, was a little less political. Melissa McCauley lives in downtown Sioux Falls, and she says it's not about voting.
It's a matter of not who you voted for, but it's a matter of women's rights and what we're trying to establish today. So I think that's a huge thing. People voted for Trump, they voted for Clinton, they voted for Gary Johnson, all of them. They're all here today. It's not a matter of president at this point.
So Keely, if it's not about the president and it's not necessarily about women, because men are there too, kids, people are showing up for different reasons.
They did. Most people I encountered were focused not on standing up against something, but on standing for something, even though those reasons varied. I want to take you to the march to experience what it was like in the crowd as you hear these different views. In order, you will hear from Caitlin Murray, Cassie Nickram, Sarah, Julia Brownwolf, and Amy Conda.
It's awesome. It's our first, like, activist walk, so it just feels super inspiring and, like, awesome, yeah. Just be with a bunch of females and men that support it.
I mean, I guess it's just, like, an attitude thing and just people seeing that there are other people who support the same things. Because I feel like, especially in South Dakota, it can be feeling like you're definitely in a super minority. And so to see so many people here who have the same attitude is cool, and hopefully that influences people who see it driving by.
You can't control someone else's life. If you don't agree with same-sex marriage, that's fine. That's your choice, but you cannot prevent someone else from having it. If you don't agree with transgender identity, you don't have to, but you cannot stop someone else from believing in that.
Ho, ho. All the hate has got to go. Ho, ho.
Yeah. Make lives matter. Make lives matter.
We want to protect Mother Earth, first of all, for the future generations. And also we have our human rights as women. You know, we have to think in seven generations ahead.
My son is a gay man in South Dakota, and I am fearful for his rights, and I want to protect those rights.
And is it okay that so many people have so many different ideas for what, you know, started being called this Women's March?
Oh, absolutely. I think that all the reasons together are the reasons we should unite. The big idea is equality and justice for everyone. I think that's why everyone is here.
Now, what you can't see is that some of the people in the cars honking are men with neck tattoos. You can't see that there are people hanging out their windows in downtown Sioux Falls to chant with the demonstrators. You can't see a woman picking up a snow hat and putting it back in the stroller of the people ahead of her. You also can't see that there are some people in some cars who drove by who didn't honk, who are not particularly enthusiastic about the march, but they just kept driving. There was no sort of vitriol or incident that way.
So the march doesn't represent everyone. It doesn't necessarily even represent all women.
Right. There are some themes that are, relatively universal. Things like ending physical and sexual assault came up throughout the march, and that's something that I think most people think is an issue of protecting people's rights. It's an absolute right. But the particular clash that I've seen is when it comes to reproductive issues, the pro-choice versus pro-life camps. I talked with Rachel Kramer, who's a new mom in Sioux Falls. She's a Catholic, and she's passionately pro-life, and she says she supports children and mothers, and she's not convinced that she would have felt welcome.
You have single women, you have women who are spouses, and you have women who are also mothers. And I think by cutting that out, you kind of cut off that third leg of what it is to be a woman. My frustration is that because it stems from the larger march, which they are very, very clear about being pro-choice, that's kind of why it feels like, you know, by subscribing to this, you're also subscribing to that. So that's why I personally wouldn't have wanted to identify with that platform by attending, even though I know some people that were pro-life did attend and they had their pro-life sign. So I was really glad that that presence was out there. And that's definitely something that others can do.
Kramer says making abortion this black or white issue connected to the march excludes women who consider the unborn's rights paramount to a woman's right to choose, that they just can't exist in the same space, even though they agree on so many other issues.
Hmm. Keely, the march was Saturday. What happens next? What do people want to accomplish now?
Organizers say it's a start. It's a call to action. They want to empower people. They want to encourage women to fight for their causes and lead in their communities. And Jason Unger, who attended the march, says that the walking on Saturday just isn't enough.
South Dakota is dying for equality and representation. We have such a one-sided state government, and this march is what we need. This is showing democracy is here in South Dakota, as it's being shown across the entire country right now. And it doesn't matter what your sex, race, ethnicity is, you're here to support equality.
What do you see coming from this?
Action. We need more of it. We need, again, representation. We got to listen to some really great women talk about women standing up and representing their communities. And I hope that takes on, because we need it.
So men and women coalesced for this common purpose at the Women's March. They say they're concerned they won't be heard, and they want people to know that they exist and that they are fighting for their beliefs.
Keely, have you covered something of this size before as far as a protest march?
I don't think as far as a demonstration goes, there were so many people there. I know in the beginning there were almost 1,000 who on Facebook said, oh, I want to go to this. And you never know if people are going to show up or not when they RSVP to something like that. So to see more than 3,300 being officially counted, it was big. There were lots of people, and especially in January, even though it was a relatively nice day. So I think the organizers seemed really pleased with the turnout, and it's something that we don't always expect, which may be a little bit sad, but you know, without any sort of clash, without any sort of conflict or violence, they just feel like that's easier to have their ideas heard when we aren't distracted by things like that, and none of that happened in Sioux Falls.
Nice reporting, Keely Boltina. Thank you so much for joining us today as well.
You're welcome.